From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Last night's debate between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama broke a record. More than 10 million people tuned in, according to Nielsen Media Research. That's the best showing yet for a debate, although more people tuned in to some of the reality shows the debate was up against on the schedule. While the Democratic candidates were in Philadelphia, NPR's Linda Wertheimer was on the other side of the state. She watched the debate in Pittsburgh with some of the people who will be choosing between Clinton and Obama this coming Tuesday.
We met with working women in a narrow brick row house in Lawrenceville, a neighborhood on the edge of downtown where generations of steelworkers raised their families. Some of their children still live here, along with newcomers who like the low rents and short commute.
It's more hours, but more pay?
It's better pay, a little bit more overtime, but I look at it this way. Every time I work something of overtime, that's something else in my house that's getting fixed, repaired, updated.
That was Bonnie Bridge talking about her new job. We'll hear more from her later. We settle down to watch the debate. One group crowded in the small living room, another upstairs in a bedroom, and almost immediately both groups registered their annoyance at the direction of the debate. Afterwards, Shauna Ponton, who works for a nonprofit, explained.
It just seemed like at the beginning it was not a debate. It was a bash Obama campaign. And I think all of that was seriously unnecessary. And I would have liked to hear more about the key issues, gas, taxes, housing crisis, all that. I want to hear more about those issues that's really going to affect low-income, poor folks, or middle-class folks like myself and the rest of these ladies sitting around the table.
Similar reactions came from several women. Most of these women described themselves as living paycheck to paycheck. Betsy Coleman teaches sewing part-time at a charter school. She's old friends with several of these women. She made their daughters' wedding dresses.
I thought that the commentators, they set the tone for the first 45 minutes. It was a rehash, but they were asked the questions. They wanted to know the answers. And I think everybody upstairs was tired of it.
Bonnie Bridge is from Lawrenceville. She works in payroll for a big education company.
Once they started getting into actual issues versus what I'm going to call gently mudslinging at each other and things like that, I liked the end of it a lot better than I did the beginning.
What about the candidates? Did you like the candidates?
Hillary is really strong on that today. I was very undecided whenever I come in here tonight, but right now I am leaning a little bit more towards Hillary.
Bonnie Bridge liked Clinton's confidence and the way she marshaled facts. Annie Burke teaches in a public school. She thought Obama held up well when Clinton talked about his pastor or about his comment on bitter people in little towns.
First, you're sort of like, why are we rehashing just these things, these comments that have been made? But it really also gives him an opportunity to kind of show how he handles these kinds of situations. And often he comes out even stronger than he was before. He really has been able to refine some of his answers to these controversies.
Linda Ehrlich also works in the Pittsburgh Public Schools. She thought there might be some value in hearing candidates cope with uncomfortable questions.
I mean, I do feel that tonight I did get a better sense of both candidates' humaneness for good or ill. If anything, I'm probably more confused, however, than less confused.
On the issues, Betsy Coleman was glad to hear the candidates talk about bringing troops home from Iraq, although she's skeptical about the schedule.
I would wonder if you could make a blanket statement that you would definitely do it within 60 days. But I like the idea that they were going to try to do it that way.
Coleman wanted to hear more about the economy. Bonnie Bridge, more about Social Security.
You know, they did make the comment that they didn't want to make any cuts to anyone that's already on Social Security because they're already struggling.
After her initial irritation, Shauna Ponton liked the issues discussion.
I liked the way that Obama kept pulling it back to the issues, back to the issues. I really like that. I think Hillary and Obama had some really good ideas on affirmative action. You know, it's not just about the minorities. It's about the poor white kids that can't get into colleges because their families can't afford it.
All of these women are impressed with both candidates' command of the issues. They all said they'd support either Obama or Clinton in November. Not many minds are really changed by this debate, but all these women seem eager for a Democrat to win, and they were still talking about which candidate would be more likely to do that as they went out into the narrow streets of Lawrenceville last night. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Pittsburgh.